lots more of the Don McNeil Show to come on the American Entertainment Radio Network. So don't go away. We'll be back.
For your listening pleasure, this is KFOX FM, Los Angeles. Carry a litter bag in your car or boat and hold your trash for the nearest container. Living in litter is not for Los Angeles people. Help keep America beautiful.
Better jobs mean better education. The high school diploma makes the difference. Take the word of Bobby Stevens of the Checkmates Limited and school it this fall.
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network. Art Van Horn in New York reporting. Apollo 8 streaking back to Earth. The full report on all the fast-breaking news right after this.
Now here's an important word from Bayer Aspirin on the flu epidemic. If the flu hits your home, doctors and public health officials offer this advice. Rest in bed, drink plenty of fluids, and take aspirin to reduce fever and relieve pain. So don't wait until the flu lays you low. Get Bayer aspirin now. Bayer is 100% aspirin, the world's best aspirin. And aspirin is what doctors and public health officials recommend. For the pains and fever of a cold or flu, Bayer works wonders.
Well, when I'm driving, I'm behind the wheel, so I don't think I need them.
I figure that when your number's up, it's up, and they aren't going to save you.
I don't like the way they feel around, you know, the waist.
Oh, no. That's too much like work to put them on.
Dick Flynn will never work again. Like too many drivers, he found an excuse for not wearing safety belts. What's your excuse?
Barreling home, Apollo 8 with astronauts Borman, Lovell, and Anders aboard, the first men to fly around the moon. A mid-course correction was canceled this morning, and here's why. Bill Anders talking to Houston Capcom.
Houston, it's Apollo 8. How's your tracking looking?
Looking great.
Okay, everything went fine with the check. We're all armed, ready to go here.
Armed means the explosives were ready to blow the service module loose from the capsule itself. And now, those explosives have been fired. And we have this late word just in from Mission Control.
The flight director has confirmed separation. Separation of the command module and the service module. We've been looking at data on the command module alone, and all the values look quite good.
Paul Haney and Apollo 8 gets ready to splash down in the Pacific. Splashdown is due about 19 minutes from now. Many of these entertainment network stations will cover the splashdown of Apollo 8 live. Plane crash at Sioux City, Iowa. A DC-9 of Ozark Airlines crashed on takeoff at Sioux City, landed on its belly in 14 inches of snow. And apparently, everyone was very lucky. Charles Ehlert of Ozark Airlines tells us...
All passengers and crew members were taken to a local hospital, and the extent of injuries is not known at this time. There were no fatalities. The plane was departing Sioux City for O'Hare Field in Chicago. The flight had originated in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, earlier in the morning. The extent of damages to the aircraft or the cause of the accident is not known at the present time.
Charles Ehlert of Ozark Airlines. Again, all aboard an Ozark Airlines DC-9 are alive after a crash at Sioux City, Iowa. The body of Pamela Powers has been found in an Iowa cornfield. Police were led there by Robert Williams, the former mental patient who has been charged with murder and is held in Des Moines. The chief of police of Des Moines apologized. To the girl's parents, Wendell Nichols said,
I'm very sorry for our own inadequacies, which apparently prevail and prevent us from stopping such instances as this.
Wendell Nichols, chief of police at Des Moines, Iowa. Pamela Powers was 10. During the Christmas truce in the Vietnam War, American bombers were not idle. The word is being passed around Saigon today that the B-52 spent the period of the truce dumping more than 2 million pounds of bombs on the Ho Chi Minh Trail in Laos. Since the enemy supply routes were being bombed outside of South Vietnam, it is not regarded as a violation of the truce. Meanwhile, U.S. military spokesmen in South Vietnam say they'll still go anywhere to meet the Viet Cong to free the three GIs who are held captive by the enemy. Just how bad is the Hong Kong flu? This is how bad. The government's Communicable Disease Center in Atlanta says that in the U.S., the number of deaths due to respiratory trouble has apparently doubled because of the Hong Kong flu for the third week in December, and that's the top of the news. These items of additional interest: fire from an exploding wood stove burned down a frame house in Granville, eastern New York State, last night. 6 people died in that fire. The narcotics problem is getting so bad in Sweden that the government there plans to raise the maximum penalties for drug offenses and allow police to tap suspects' telephones. Floods have swept southeast Turkey. At least 13 people drowned, and the Turkish radio says the death toll may go as high as 25 in the floods in eastern Turkey. That's news. I'm Art Van Horn in New York for the American Entertainment Radio Network. A service of ABC News.
For your listening pleasure, this is KFOX FM, Los Angeles.